Young people in Somalia remove plastic and other trash from beaches in the capital city, Mogadishu, as part of a clean-up initiative they started. The volunteers, many with environmental conservation degrees, also raise awareness about how pollution can harm natural resources, which localists rely on for food and jobs. Raqiya Hassan is a long-time volunteer.
We are in the 167th week of our beach cleanup campaign, and this week we focused on cleaning Lido Beach. Our goal is to protect the environment and preserve marine life.
The group was recognized with an Arab Volunteer Award in Beirut, Lebanon, in April. Abdisalam Mohammed, the group's deputy leader.
Our dedicated volunteers from the cleanup campaign have participated in international competitions because of the impact of our work, which has enabled us to win international medals.
The volunteers have made significant improvements to the beaches, gradually restoring their natural beauty. Community volunteer Usman Yusuf, who has lived in clean, well-developed cities like Berlin and Munich, encourages volunteers to uphold high cleanliness standards and see their work as a noble cause.
I encourage these volunteers to strive to replicate that cleanliness in their own country. Some young people are actively engaged in this important work.
The youth's beach cleanup initiative is commendable, but often lacks government support. Yasser Bafo, a senior tourism advisor, explains that this is not a dismissal of the youth's efforts, but rather a result of the government's focus on other pressing issues.
The efforts of these young people lack the government's role, such as offering encouragement or recognition for their contributions and hard work, which they truly deserve.
The volunteers also emphasize the vital connection between a clean environment and community health. Mohamed Sheikh Noor, VOA News, Mogadishu, Somalia.